So I want to make a link between that and the Jubilee idea. What appeals to us with the economics of compassion of Jubilee is that we have exiled and treated as immigrants, people on the bottom or margin of the economic world. And so to me, there's a direct link. We have a language that exiles people who we used to call poor. I don't call anybody poor anymore, because what human being would be defined by their average annual economic income? And so part of the work here is to change the story, change the narrative, and say these are our neighbors. And in this culture, if you don't have wealth, we think you're broken. And most of the human service industry thinks you're broken. And so to call somebody poor, poverty, we think it's their fault. And so part of our effort is to welcome in from exile, economic exile, along with, you know, immigrant exile, all of those that are living on the margin. So that's our real purpose, is to reconstruct our thinking about the marketplace, because most of our economy is predatory. And you say, why is there poverty? We have all this growth in this city, all this beautiful stuff going on in the city. Our unemployment rate is really low, and yet it's done nothing but have people, low income, increasing over time. And to me, that's not too hard to figure out. It's not because they haven't been to school or didn't succeed in school. It's because we need low-cost wage labor. The economic system we have now is based on available low-cost labor. And so what we're trying to do with this Jubilee effort is to reconstruct our language and our thinking and saying, why don't we engage, bring in. So the measurement devices we have now measure neighborhoods on the margin by what's wrong with them. And so if you pick up any measurement, it'll tell you what the crime rate is. It'll tell you how unhealthy people are. It'll tell you how little schooling they have. You know, we have 16 failing schools. Sorry, I'm not supposed to do these airwave things. In Cincinnati, the only way to understand a school, because as soon as you call a school failing, then you declare the teachers and the students as failures. The only way to understand it is the income level of their parents. And so if we want to deal with any of these issues, we've got to do something about the redistribution of income, wealth. So the measurement we're coming up with is to not ask how much crime, how much schooling do you have, how fat are you, how unhealthy are you, all right? All the things we ask, what kind of housing, do you own your own? We're asking questions of what are you good at? What do you love to do? What do you make, fix, or take care of that we can invest in and let grow? So we want to measure the economic productivity of citizens in neighborhoods that up to this moment we called broken, poor, untrained. Most of the solutions we have in this city to deal with poverty is better transportation, more schooling. Now, 4 years old, but we've been doing this for 50 years. So the idea is to reconstruct the narrative about who our neighbors are. And do that by asking questions about if you need to borrow money, where do you get it? What are you paying for the money? What are you willing to capitalize? If you had a circle of support, if you had family and friends like people like me and most of us did, what could you create and treat these neighbors and people as productive human beings, productive neighbors? And that's the real Jubilee idea. It's not we're going to write a check and forgive the debts. It's that we're going to reconstruct the narrative of who these neighbors are. And to me, the people living on the economic margin are as punished and vulnerable as the immigrants that Troy's talking about. So that's what we're trying to get started by conversations. There is a Cincinnati Access Fund that the mayor has funded with $2 million over a couple of years. There's a loan loss reserve for small enterprises but from people who are uncollateralized and uncredentialed. Most of the business growth accelerators we have in the city, which are great, are people who are credentialed, collateralized, and we want to take you from $100,000 income to four. That's all fine, but there's very little funding or capital or support for people that don't have collateral and don't have credit and don't have credentials. So there's a capital fund that's moving. We want to start a conversation about how we can welcome them in these neighborhoods. We're trying to change the measurement system. So it's called an economic neighborhood vitality index. So that each citizen here is treated as a productive, vital neighbor. And get off this notion there are broken or people need to be fixed. Now there's a huge fixing industry, but like Troy said, why talk against anything? We're talking about what we want to support. So that's the connection, that's what we're trying to do here. And now the way that will happen is we get connected to each other. To welcome immigrants, to be a sanctuary, is the welcoming of a stranger. And so like-mindedness is a defense against hospitality. And so we've organized our life into like-minded places. We have resegregated. My kids went to Clark, which is the most integrated school in the city, 50-50, 49, all right? Except at lunchtime. Except in sports. Now, I'm not blaming anybody. It's just that like-mindedness is killing us. And so every time we gather, one, we gather in a circle, which is why the room is arranged this way, to gather people with chairs in a line is to treat them as sardines. Okay? It's a love of patriarchy. It's a love of order. So every time you go in a room, you got to mix the break the room up. This church is nice because it doesn't have pews. Now the Catholic Church, if you want to get rid of your pews, you got to go to the Vatican. All right? And this happened in Milwaukee years ago. They said, we want to get rid of the pews because we can't use the room during the week. It's only good for an hour on Sunday. And went to the Vatican to see whether or not that Catholic. So the space we have has to be reconstructed. You can't change the walls, but we can change how I occupy the space. So every time you gather people, you say we're gathering in small groups as the unit of transformation. That for the immigrants, for the people of economic exile, for the neighbors who we used to call this or that, we need to find out who they are. We need to welcome the strangers. And what I like about the Jubilee idea, and I'll stop talking in a minute, is it says we got to talk about money. All right, we got to talk about money. We got to talk about the economic system that we're in. And it's not an argument about capitalism. So all the ism conversations take us nowhere. It's to talk about how do I get connected with people who were strangers and how do I begin to invest my money and my soul and my heart in each other and treat every single citizen in these neighborhoods as productively economic souls. Instead of saying, if you don't get the education, if you don't. So that's really what we're at.